would like to, before I start, welcome all of you from the bottom of my heart, really. I see many known faces. Maybe I say this part in German language. Ich sehe natürlich mit großer Freude viele mir bekannte Gesichter, Menschen, mit denen ich durch, ich würde sagen, die bewegten Tage der Berliner Tempelentstehungsgeschichte durchgegangen bin. Wir haben hier in Berlin eine sehr schöne und sehr intensive Zeit, würde ich mal sagen, zusammen gehabt, und ich sehe viele Wegbegleiter dieser alten Zeit und freue mich natürlich sehr, dass ihr heute alle zu diesem hohen Festtag, zu Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhus Erscheinungstag gekommen seid. Es ist wirklich eine große Freude. Nun sehe ich natürlich, dass viele von euch Kinder gekriegt haben, die wie Löwen durch den Tempel marschieren, weil sie sich erinnern können an die Zeit vor diesem Leben, wo sie auf dem spirituellen Weg schon waren und dann zu euch gefunden haben. Also die Kinder sind begeistert, und ich habe es einfach noch nicht geschafft, sowohl für Erwachsene wie auch für Kinder zu sprechen. Aber ich möchte, solange wir die Aufmerksamkeit der total selbstkontrollierten Kinder haben, gerne etwas sagen, was mir sehr auf dem Herzen liegt. Ich bin immer der Meinung gewesen, dass spirituelles Leben etwas ist, was sich jenseits der Worte, jenseits der Konzepte und jenseits vielleicht sogar unserer kühnsten Erwartungen abspielt. Spirituelles Leben ist wirklich nur etwas, was sich der Erfahrung des Einzelnen mitteilt. Ich weiß, dass viele von euch diese Erfahrung gemacht haben und sie nicht mehr vergessen wollen und auch nicht mehr vergessen können. Eines der wichtigen Dinge, um die es mir in dieser Vorlesung gehen wird, ist, dass das Erscheinen Krishnas oder das Erscheinen Lord Chaitanyas auf keinen Fall gesehen werden sollte als etwas, was in zurückliegender Zeit, also vor mehr als 500 Jahren, stattgefunden hat. Nein, wir sprechen nicht nur von einem historischen Ereignis, was die damalige, sagen wir mal, spirituelle Gesellschaft Indiens revolutioniert hatte. Nein, wir sprechen eigentlich, es geht uns eigentlich um die Frage, kann Lord Chaitanya in meinem Leben erscheinen? Das finde ich eine sehr wichtige Frage. Kann auch ich hier in Berlin eigentlich damit rechnen, dass mich Lord Chaitanya vielleicht sogar besucht? Also er wird höchstwahrscheinlich nicht klingeln am Klingelknopf, aber er wird erscheinen. Ist das möglich? Und gerade heute Morgen, wo ich mich ein bisschen persönlich in das Krishna-Bewusstsein vertieft hat und in das, sagen wir mal, das Erscheinen Chaitanya Mahaprabhus, habe ich auf diese Frage eine sehr zufriedenstellende Antwort bekommen. Eine Antwort, die meines Erachtens funktioniert und auch stimmig ist mit dem, was Devotees erfahren. Es heißt, dass Lord Chaitanya, also in diesem Werk, das ist das Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natakam, das wurde von einem persönlichen Gefährten Lord Chaitanyas geschrieben, um den König oder Kaiser Prataparudra, der ebenfalls ein Anhänger Chaitanyas war, zufriedenzustellen. Es ist eine Art, dieses Werk wird in Form eines Theaters, eines Theaterspiels vorgetragen. Und da finden wir, ich glaube, im 7. Kapitel zwei himmlische Wesen, zwei Kenalas, sind Menschen, die sich oder Wesen, die sich plötzlich an einem Ort sichtbar machen können und dann für alle Sinne, die mit denen sie wahrgenommen werden, plötzlich verschwinden. Die sind nicht mehr wahrnehmbar. Und diese beiden Wesen, die also erscheinen und verschwinden können durch mystische Kräfte, sprechen miteinander. Und der Mann sagt zu seiner Frau, also dieses Jahr war das Wagenfestival von Puri etwas ganz Besonderes. Ja, sagte die Frau, also dieses himmlische Wesen, wieso kannst du das sagen, dass dieses Jahr anders war als andere? Was war denn so anders? Ja, sagt der Mann, dieses Jahr war Lord Chaitanya persönlich gegenwärtig, der gerade von Navadvip, der Stadt an den neunfachen Strömen, nach Puri in unsere Stadt gekommen ist und an diesem Festival teilgenommen hat. Das hat es besonders gemacht. Er hat alle Wesen, alle Lebewesen mit ekstatischer Liebe im Herzen erfasst. Wow, sagt die Frau. Ich war gerade auf den höheren Planeten. Ich war gar nicht da in Puri. Ich hatte kurzen Urlaub gemacht und habe das also nicht mitgekriegt. Da sagt der Mann, kein Problem. Kein Problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ist jetzt ständig in Puri. Und außerdem gibt es drei Arten, auf die Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seinen Geweihten erscheint. Wow, sagt sie, was sind die drei Arten? Und er antwortet dann, einmal kann man ihn wahrnehmen durch persönlichen Darshan. Man kann nach Puri kommen und an den Festivals teilnehmen und dann ihn sehen, wie er tanzt und laut ruft, Hari Hari, während sein goldener Körper zittert vor Ekstase. Man kann das sehen mit den Augen. Aber dann ist es auch möglich, dass Chaitanya Mahaprabhu im Herzen erscheint von denjenigen, die über ihn meditieren. Die können dann in tiefer Meditation Chaitanya Mahaprabhu erkennen. Oh, sagt diese himmlische Frau. Aber das können doch eigentlich nur große Yogis sich in Samadhi vertiefen. Also haben denn ganz normale Menschen eine Chance, mit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kontakt zu kommen? Ich glaube, sie denkt an Leute wie uns, die wir meistens völlig vertieft sind in unsere Einkaufslisten, die uns ärgern, dass wir gar nicht mehr mitkommen mit all diesen neuen Dingen, die sich auf Internet und WhatsApp und so weiter ankündigen. Ne? Also können ganz normale Menschen, die eigentlich nur mit ganz normalen Dingen beschäftigt sind, können auch sie Chaitanya Mahaprabhu erfahren. Und er sagt, ja, das ist möglich. Es ist möglich, dass Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Menschen erscheint, wenn diese einfach nur an ihn denken. Und in meiner Vorlesung heute möchte ich euch zusammen mit meinem musikalischen Orchester neben mir helfen, ein bisschen an Chaitanya Mahaprabhu zu denken, ein bisschen sich in ihn zu vertiefen und auf diese Weise hoffentlich seine spirituelle Gegenwart in eurem Leben zu erfahren. Nur habe ich ein kleines Problem, bevor ich anfange. Many of you don't understand what I'm saying. Because you speak only English or Russian or Estonian or Italian or Sanskrit. So I need to make the language test now. Who of you does not understand German? I mean, everyone understands hello and guten Morgen, but philosophical or serious German? Okay. Zaubern, sollt ihr Kinder. Who of you, wer von euch, jetzt kommt die andere Richtung, hoffentlich kann man das sofort sehen, kann nur Deutsch, aber nicht die süße englische Sprache? Ja, ihr seid wirklich in der Mindestzahl, das ist ja kein Problem. So, gut, then I will speak in English and there will be a simultaneous German translation with Mangala. Maybe those who speak English come out of that corner and sit here, und die Deutschsprachigen, ihr kommt am besten zur Mangala gepilgert, dort hinten. Das ist die mit dem hochintellektuellen Gesichtsausdruck, die vor Übersetzungsschakti nur so strahlt. So, jetzt machen wir noch das Kabel. Stört das da oder geht das? Geht? Gut. Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Those who know, join me. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Tyaale Satanine. Continue. Jai Sri Krishna Jai Kana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare the
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Everybody, one more time, please.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, the situation in India was not good. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. There was a lot of pressure on everyone because of the foreign rulers, the armies of the Chinggis Khan had come from the east, from the west. The Mohammedans had come, and they were quarreling over the rule of India. It was not allowed to practice publicly the indigenous Vedic religion, no possibility. It was also, there was a problem from another side. Those who were supposed to be in charge of the original religion, the original thoughts, the Brahmanas, were totally into caste consciousness, where they differentiated between those high-born Brahmanas and everyone else whom they considered low-born. So there was pressure from the government, and there was also arrogance and misunderstanding from the so-called spiritual forces. It was a situation which was problematic. Big desperation on all quarters. It was in this time where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with his simple message of love. Not so much the love between human beings, not so much the love between parents and children, or lovers and countrymen. No, his type of love is known as prema bhakti. It had to do with ecstasy. It had to do with a pure taste of love, which is known in the language as prema rasa, the taste of love. If I could give you an example to just try to present this concept of love which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Bhavani. You are the true friend of all of us. Consider love to be like pure honey, right? When this honey drops onto the ground, it becomes mixed with earth or whatever is there. And the taste of that honey which has fallen on the ground is no longer pure. It has mixtures, earth, other things. So the type of love which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach or to present was pure love, divine love, love between the individual and God, overwhelming love, ecstatic love. It's a different type of experience which we have here in this world, where the love is always is often mixed with other things, you know, attachments, expectations, desire, frustrations. Wherever there is desire and attachment, you know, the opposite is coming. when you're not fully fulfilled, there is frustration. No, he was teaching the or bringing the idea to pure love, to unmixed love, to divine love. And he amazingly had a method by which he would give that love to one and all. It was the singing of the holy names of Krishna. Mahaprabhu was teaching, if you have somehow contact with the holy name of Krishna, and you don't build a wall between you and the holy name, then you have actually contact with God, and in that contact you will change. It is almost like if the spark comes into the fire, in contact with the fire, the spark will change. It will begin to glow, it will start to dance, it will really move out of its, let me say, normal situation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his unique program. It was unique. It was just chanting the holy name, and as the chanting was going on, people joined him. Brahmanas joined him. People from the Muslim traditions joined him. People who were considered street sweepers joined him. And all differences, all discriminations disappeared in the, I could say, electric kirtans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I notice many of you are struggling with concentration, but this is Berlin. Berlin means many individuals are coming together with many mindsets and many egos. So no problem, you have to get used to it in Berlin and love everyone, especially on Gopunim Day, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Prema Avatar, the avatar of divine love, has come to distribute to us a unique process. He said, without love, my life is useless. Krishna, please accept me as your servant. And, you know, normally when someone does something for someone else, he gets a salary. My salary is different. I want the salary of ecstatic love. I don't want coins and cars and mobile phones. Mobile phones were not there, and not even bullock carts. So without love, my life is useless. Please, Krishna, accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love. My dear people, whether you are for the first time here in the temple or you have been many times in the temple, please think about something. Will money make you happy? Will your good birth in an affluent family make you happy? Will your so-called education make you happy? And will your personal beauty, which is so outstanding that others look at you and are prepared to make a photo with you, huh? Will this make you satisfied deep inside? No, I think all of us have tried. What we need inside is the happiness of the soul, and that is only love. Today I want to tell you about one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name is Kola Vecha. The name Kola Vecha means the banana seller. Kola Vecha, who had another name also, Sridhar was his name, was extremely poor. If you looked at him, he lived in a little hut which he had made from bamboo. The roof was of straw, and it had as many holes as his dress. His dress was not like this. It was a little bit, and not like this. It was torn in many places, not just one time, not just two times. Many times his dress was torn. It's, by the way, an old dhoti. It is no longer useful. I have to see, because some of you are shocked and want to call the police. No, no. He was so poor, you cannot imagine. All he had is the holy name, and he chanted the whole night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The people who lived next to him reacted like sometimes our neighbors react. They thought, you sing so loud, it's so loud. I think Kola Vecha Sridhar is singing so loud because he feels the wolf of hunger in his stomach and cannot sleep because of this hunger. Therefore, he is all the night not sleeping, but chanting Hare Krishna. No. The atheists were poking fun of him. Maybe you are crying so loudly because finally you got another poor girl to adore you, but then she left you because you could not supply her anything. Everyone knew Kola Vecha was a very pious person. The money which he earned, he divided half of it and gave that half of the money to the worship of Mother Ganga. So if he made two small little conchals a day, at that time the currency was little conchals like this, then he would give one conchal for the worship of Mother Ganga, incense for instance, or flowers and so on. And the rest he would use. Although he was so poor, inside his heart he was very rich, because he had everything which money cannot buy you. He had divine ecstatic love. We are maybe reminded of the encounter of a rich man with Dionysus, the Greek philosopher. Dionysus was also very poor. He lived inside a barrel and a hölzerne tonne to cover himself. And one day a very rich man who appreciated Dionysus for his philosophy of be happy without possessions. He came by and he brought a little bag of gold and he said, here, Dionysus, buy yourself something to dress. Dionysus said, before I accept this gold, I want to ask you a question. Do you want gold and more gold? Yes, said the businessman. We are businessmen. We make money. We want money. Oh, said Dionysus, then you need it more than me. I don't need money. I'm satisfied inside. But you need, and you desire, and you are attached. So better you take this. I have no use. My dear devotees who have given up on your spiritual practice, my dear doubting souls, my dear friends, please know it is possible in this life to bring the love which you are looking for outside, to bring that into the heart. A very good example is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Have you heard about the Emperor Yudhishthira? He was the exact opposite in terms of wealth to Kolavecha Shridha. He had palaces made of gold. Every day someone came and gave him a garland made of pearls. He had chariots, hundreds of chariots. There were in his household 20,000 servants. I don't know what they did all day, but Yudhishthira was the emperor of the world, the Kaiser, and all the other kings bowed to him, and there was a constant queue of bullock carts heaped with gold and precious things to give pleasure to the emperor. But it is said, since his heart always was burning in the fire of Krishna, those garlands, those fine dresses, that sandalwood pulp attracted him no more than a man is attracted by good clothes who's hungry. Today I came with Gokrishna to the temple and we spoke to each other. I said, what do we have to offer to Lord Chaitanya? Well, our sincere desire. We have to maybe offer a year of sincere attempts to spread his movement. We have a new melody for him. And then I said, we have also in our heart hunger. We have fasted the whole day and we are thinking, oh, when is this festival going to be over? And we eat the good prasadam. So when someone is full of hunger, then he is not interested in a good talk. He's not interested in a car. He's not interested in anything because he has only one feeling. So the lovers of God are not really interested in anything which the world has to offer, because their heart is full with this divine transcendental bliss, this divine ecstasy which fulfills them so much that they don't want anything else. They say, no thank you, no thank you, it's all right. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, it was time for the Yuga avatar. Perhaps you know that that time is divided into yugas or ages, and in each age an incarnation of God appears. Like all of you know in the West that during the Kali Yuga, Buddha appeared. It's very clear in our understanding. So the each yuga avatar, I should say, gives you a process where you by which you can become free from your reactions to your material sins, your karma. You can become a free soul again, and it gives you all, they give you these great avatars, a process whereby you can reach God. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave this process. He came together. If you please look on the altar, there is the deity of Lord Chaitanya, not the big one, but under the small one. And he came together with Lord Nityananda, his brother. And there is a beautiful prayer to him, which in a way explains a little bit what he came to give. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Godadaye Pushpavanto Shitro Shando Tamonudo. Please, every one of us, I will chant just a little part of the prayer and you can chant. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahodito.
Nityananda Sahodito.
Gododaye Pushpavanto.
Gododaye Pushpavanto.
Chitro Shando Tamo Nudo.
Chitro Shando Tamo
Nudo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Goda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. It is said that Krishna and Balaram, the personalities of Godhead, were more effulgent than the sun and the moon. And they became avatar, they descended to come into this world again as Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. The whole world was filled with happiness by their incarnation. Just like the sun and the moon drive away darkness, these two, Chaitanya and Nityananda, drive away also darkness, but a different darkness. Not the outer darkness which you can see has come over Berlin now. No, Chaitanya and Nityananda drive away the inner darkness, which covers all of us with ignorance. Ignorance about who we really are, and ignorance about who really is the Supreme Lord, the Lord of Love. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, I'm summarizing this from this ancient text, have come to destroy that darkness. And the way they do this is they bring people to two kinds of helpers, so to say. One helper in this process of driving away the darkness from the heart is Shastra, the old scriptures, the Vedic scriptures, which have been handed down. And the other, help us, so to say, in driving our darkness away, is a devotee of the Lord who lives according to the ancient scriptures, who has realized it. A devotee is someone in whom the truth lives in the heart, not the darkness is gone. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda help us by bringing us in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam, the ancient Shastra, ancient scripture, and by in contact with pure devotees. My dear friends, you all are here because you have in some miraculous way gotten some transcendental information in your life. You've gotten this from the scriptures which you have read, Bhagavad Gita maybe, Srimad Bhagavatam, or others of you have met devotees and gotten the information. Come, everyone is welcome. The pilgrim is welcome, the sinner is welcome, the aristocratic person and the unenlightened fool, everyone is welcome. Come, you have maybe broken your vows hundreds and millions of times, and one more time, and one more time, but you are welcome. You are welcome at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, because they are going with love, with divine love, which does not hold a just judgment for anyone. Do you know why you are suffering? Ooh, dramatic. We need another. Do you know what is the cause of misery? It's darkness, inner darkness, ignorance, avidya in Sanskrit, which comes when we turn away from God. The solution is to again turn our whole beam in the direction of the Lord. And I will come to the end now. We should hear, the Bhagavatam says, that this is the Shastra, the divine scripture. You should hear all about the appearance of the Lord. You should hear about his activities, which he does for the salvation of the conditioned souls. And you should chant the holy name without embarrassment. Don't feel, oh, someone will hear it. Oh, I can't sing very nicely. I always miss the right tune. I'm like a frog in the darkness. Huh? No, chant the names loudly without embarrassment. And while you walk through the world, sing and dance and be careful to not develop attachments to the things which bind you. This is the main process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sing and dance and be careful. This world is sticky. It is entangling. It binds you. So give up these attachments which bind you and develop that one attachment, that attachment which frees you, the attachment to the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a theoretical speaker, someone who gives you words or someone who gives you concepts. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. Practical means he himself is living what he is talking about. After his initiation, in the chanting of the holy name, he became inflamed. He became a different person. He became, how do you say, Chaitanya Bhagavat says, a God-intoxicated saint. He was before that time a scholar who had his own school, but after his initiation, in his own words, I did not know about myself. Sometimes I laughed, sometimes I cried. But what happened with me? And he came back to his spiritual master and says, is something wrong here? What kind of mantra have you given to me? And his guru answered, he said, it's the nature of the Hare Krishna mantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. The conclusion of all those scriptures is that one should awaken his sleeping love, his dormant love, his love of God. You are very fortunate because you have done so. And then he said, when one actually develops love of Godhead, it is naturally that he sometimes laughs and sometimes sings and sometimes runs here and there. It is very good, my dear child. Congratulations. Continue to chant and dance and bring this to everyone.
What do we sing? Maybe same melody, same melody.
We are almost at the end, but almost. In my own life, I was blessed to be given a name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by my spiritual master. He called me Shochinandan, means the son of Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi is that divine personality from whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He called me Shochinandan Das, the servant of Chaitanya. And I have seen in my life one little secret I would like to share with you. I'm now an old man. The eyes don't see any longer so clearly. I don't remember names always. Sometimes I'm wondering, how will my life look in 20 years? Maybe I'm no longer around. And obviously I have become very eager, very interested. How can I make spiritual advancement? How can I bring my own journey to a fruitful destination? And about 10 years or plus, I could see that informing myself about this avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learning about his pastimes, what he did, how he felt, his teachings and so on, made my heart very happy. I have seen this. And then I have seen something further. Talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very nice, so therefore I started this Gaura Lila evening when we were in Berlin. But then now I'm doing them everywhere. I have changed the format a little bit since 1 month. I'm calling them Gaura Lila meditations. We meditate a lot, we add the process of meditation. But maybe more than just thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have taken very serious his teachings, very serious, let me say, as serious as a slightly creative person can take it. I have started to chant very, or meditate about the holy names. I'm traveling now around the world, and when you see me mostly with a few thousand people singing the holy names in these great concerts, or you see me giving retreats on the holy name. So that is a little bit the process which I have taken, and I have seen that this has guided me away from some of my inner darkness and has brought me really to something where I feel, boh, I'm on a good way now. I'm on a good path. So I would like to share this one more time. I would like you to turn now around, face the deities, sing the same melody. Is that the good? So, Hare Krishna, I would like to request you to create a very peaceful atmosphere. It will help you if you sit down. And focus your attention on the deities. And then sing really from a space within you. A serious spiritual space. I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will listen to us, and it will be really good. Please sing loud, but at the same time from inside. Huh?
Oh,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
sing. Raise your hands in the sky and sing.
We'll have a little pause now for a maximum 5 minutes where we put new air or ask new air, let new air come in the room. Afterwards, there will be the Gora Arati ceremony, a ceremony done in honor of Lord Chaitanya, and then right after this, we will serve you a feast. Please all stay. Don't leave the temple before you have eaten to your full satisfaction. So now you can just, how do you say, relax a little bit, get fresh air. And in 5 minutes we continue. And for another 20 minutes, and then